Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Ow. Those uncomfortable things we do for beauty.
Oof. Ouch.
And when it comes to whiter teeth, same story. Until now. Enjoy Wince-Free Whitening with new Sensodyne Clinical White. You'll get clinically proven whitening technology in an enamel-safe formula for two shades whiter teeth and 24/7 sensitivity protection. Sensodyne Clinical White, a whiter smile without the wince.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
We return to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by Digitex. Office equipment solutions North America wide?
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Cam Moon and Cody Jansen with you this afternoon on Oilers Now. Before we get to our NHL insider, John Shannon, I have to point out, Cody, I don't know if you've seen the Oilers' Twitter. 17 minutes ago, they posted a picture, as we were talking about Zach Hyman, his celebrity classic going on in Toronto, is a picture of Evander Kane with Shooter McGavin. That's right. We were talking Happy Gilmore earlier. Amazing picture. That is outstanding.
That tops the McLeod picture from earlier.
Yeah.
Where he had those shades on, looking sharp.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, definitely. But Shooter McGavin, come on. Oh, meet him on the ninth green at 9 tonight. That's right. Secret of the pros. Okay, we go to our NHL insider, John Shannon, brought to you by Legacy Heating and Cooling. Whether it's heating or cooling you need, get it with no payments and no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy. Legacy Heating and Cooling. John Shannon, we've got him on the line. I love it. John, let's talk about that Flames trade from Friday. Matthew Tkachuk going to Florida. Jonathan Huberdeau, Mackenzie Weegar going to Calgary, along with prospect Cole Schmidt and a conditional first-round pick in 2025. When that came down the wire, John, what were your thoughts?
Well, initially, I had to make sure that it was not some burner account. So, that's the reality of Twitter these days. But the moment you saw the assets that the Calgary Flames had acquired and the fact that you had seen a sign and trade, I thought we were watching the NBA for a second, Cam, but you saw a sign and trade with Matthew signing that 8-year deal with the Panthers. The question that jumped out to my mind, were we going to have a similar situation for the Flames next summer with both Weegar and Huberdeau? Based on discussions that we've heard today out of Calgary, is that both are willing to discuss long-term contracts with the Flames. So I think while it may be too early to decide whether the deal was great for the Flames, it's certainly pointing in the right direction for Calgary.
But it does give the Flames an entire season to sell their program, sell their city to those players as being prospective long-term players, does it not?
Well, I think it does. I don't think it hurts that they're Canadian, that they understand it. You know, the biggest issue in all of this between both the Goodrow deal and the Tkachuk trade is that, sometimes you want to go home. Sometimes you want to play in your own country. And I think that in the end was a big part of the decision-making process for both guys. And you saw the passion in Brad Treliving's voice, and you heard the passion on Friday night when he talked about the fact that Calgary is a great place. Calgary is a great place. And they will do a good job with convincing Huberdeau and Weegar. But, I will see it when I believe it when they have their names on contracts and that they're there for, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years.
Yeah, John Shannon, NHL insider, our guest. And I, selfishly, John, I'm a little bit sad that, honestly, that Matthew Tkachuk has left the Flames. We talked about it earlier. To have a good rivalry, you need the villain. You need the villain on the other side, of which Matthew Tkachuk could play perfectly as far as getting under the skin of the players, the fans, you name it. He made the Battle of Alberta have a little bit more juice to it. So it certainly, it does change the look of the team, maybe the feel of the team, taking that that grit out of the lineup, doesn't it? Oh, okay. I think we look. Sounds like it just.
You there? Are you still there?
You're back. You're back. Did you get all that, or did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No. I heard every word. Yeah. But here's the thing. Grit. Absolutely. You're right. When it comes to Tkachuk versus Huberdeau and even Uyghur. But I'll tell you what. Skill. Huberdeau or Tkachuk? You know, the argument could be made that Jonathan Huberdeau is a better skilled player than Matthew Tkachuk. So I don't think that that's a discussion point really in many ways. So they're going to be in a pretty good spot.
Yeah, John Shannon, our guest, Brad Treliving was. In my estimation, was in a real tight spot. He had already lost one top-end player as a UFA, had another say that after 1 year didn't want to return, and only had a handful of teams that he could be traded to. So to me, that makes it really difficult in making a deal. And not only did he make a deal, he made it a pretty good deal, I think, and did it in timely fashion. Your thoughts on what Brad Treliving was up against?
I think that of all the storylines Friday night, that was the most positive for the Flames, is that Brad was able really to turn a desperate situation. The stories were out. Tkachuk was going to be traded. He wanted out. He would not sign his extension at any point during the next year. So either get rid of him now or wait, risk losing him to free agency next summer or at the deadline. And what Brad was able to do was use the leverage that he had between obviously a couple of teams, if not more, to suggest, listen, if you want Matthew Tkachuk, if you think you're that close to winning, whether it be in St. Louis, whether it be in Florida, that you had that opportunity, then go for it. And so he was, obviously he was able to play a game of poker with Billy Zito to get two quality players. And two quality players when you consider they'd already lost two players, and one of them he had no control in getting anything back for Goodrow. So listen, in my mind, if somebody told me that in the end of the regular season in April of 2023 that the Calgary Flames will be close to the top of the Pacific Division, I'll still believe them. They have a better defense today. They still have Jacob Markstrom in goal and Jonathan Huberdeau to replace Johnny Gaudreau's situation. Yeah. Are they down a center? Yeah, they're down a center, but they're still a pretty good hockey team.
No, I agree. John Shannon, our NHL insider, our guest. On the Oilers side, I know Kyler Yamamoto, Jesse Puljujärvi still RFA status. Both can go to arbitration. I know it's July, so things can slow down a bit, but have you heard anything on those fronts?
No, I'm actually, Cam, the only thing I will say, and I think I've said it with Bob before, I am surprised now that yes, he's still an Oiler. I think we all expected Puljujärvi to move either as something on the draft floor or something to open some cap space for free agency. It's something that you talk to people in the organization and around the organization. I think that they very quietly are surprised that he's still there. I still think at some point this summer we're going to see Puljujärvi moved somehow. He might be more valuable when he's under a little different contract, a better contract, as an asset. And then I think Yamamoto is just a matter of time, and he'll be an Edmonton Oiler for a few years.
Yeah, I would think so. Without inside knowledge, just from the outside looking in, I would think it's just a situation where you haven't been offered anything that you think is fair, and you're willing to wait it out until you are.
I'm guessing.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. This is a different summer, Cam. This is such a different summer. You know, there are still teams over the cap. There are still teams that are not in panic mode, but are still thinking that they need a couple of different pieces to be that much better. And that goes across the board. And then there's going to be those teams that look and say, okay, we're one player away from getting to the Stanley Cup final. So how do we find a way to get that? And I still think that there were, you know, just like last week, you know, we're going to see signs and trades all summer long. They're just going to come because, you know, whether it's guy.
Oh, we might have lost him there.
Just because of the cap.
Back. There you are. Sorry, we had lost you for a bit, John. But you're back. NHL insider John Shannon. And I know we talk NHL, you know, 365 days a year around here, but I did want to get your thoughts on the Toronto Blue Jays after the All-Star break, roll into Boston and then roll up the Red Sox. Something fierce. Wow. Like that, you know, they had the big one Friday night where they put up the huge numbers, but still just found ways to win over the Red Sox and, you know, coming out of the break, looked like they got it going in the right direction here.
Well, it makes you wonder, you know, what did Mark Shapiro and Ross Atkins know about Charlie Montoyo that you and I didn't know?
Yeah.
Because this is a pretty good turnaround with John Schneider as the manager. The players seem to be happier with what's gone on. They've got some, you know, they've got some quality pitching out of some key guys. They've taken the pressure off Jordan Romano with Simber being able to close a couple of games. And the other thing is, you know, the Boston Red Sox have 9 regulars on the IL, on the injured list. 9. And I thought for a moment on Friday and even yesterday with some of the mistakes they were making when we were watching Pawtucket, we weren't watching the Red Sox. I cannot imagine being a Red Sox fan this last weekend, because that's the second weekend in a row that a team has put 24, 25, 26, or 27 runs against them. That's scary bad.
I was just waiting for position players to be pitching. That's what I was waiting in that game for.
You know, you were probably waiting to be called up. That's what you're. I know you're an all ball player from way back. You wanted your chance, man.
Well, I could serve up, you know, great big meatballs like that too, I suppose. Yeah, John Shannon, our guest. John, John, it was in 1980 on this date that Caddyshack was released. We talked about it earlier in the show.
When sweet tarts dared to combine sweet and tart, they thought, why stop there? Why not create other exciting and unexpected combinations, like rainbows and ropes, or fruity and gummy, or chewy and more chewy? That's why they created fun treats like sweet tarts twisted rainbow ropes, gummies fruity splits, and chewy fusions. When you dare to combine, it's sure to blow your mind. Sweet tarts, dare to combine. Visit sweettartscandy.com to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
About the legacy that is Caddyshack, and Cody, even at his, you know, young age, still could appreciate the movie. Do you remember when Caddyshack came out?
Absolutely. Not only the movie, but the soundtrack.
Yes.
How good was the soundtrack?
Outstanding.
That was a great soundtrack. You know, and I think my favorite line in there was, and I think it was in Caddyshack, was Bill Murray talking about, or the minister when he was out playing, trying to hit his one iron. Even God couldn't hit a one iron. But
the llama, big hitter, the llama.
Right, so. That's right. No, it was great. That was Bill Murray's real breakout movie when you think about his time at Saturday Night Live and then Bill and the Gopher. It was pretty good stuff.
Yeah, it was pretty good stuff. Then Stripes the next year for Bill Murray, and he was, it was a meteoric rise, I thought, after Saturday Night Live, for sure. John, always a pleasure. Thanks for joining us today.
All right, give me some heads up on the movie stuff. I'll be more prepared. Stauffer's always got me being the chief medical officer of the National Hockey League, chief legal officer of the National Hockey League. You know, every once in a while, he throws me something about Led Zeppelin or some music thing from the 70s. And better at movies.
Okay, well, yeah.
I could use a little bit of a push. Okay. Wednesday, give me the movies. Give me some movie stuff, okay?
Okay, Wednesday, we'll have some movie stuff for you, I promise. I'll give you the heads up, too.
Well, that's because Stauffer, I know you find it hard to believe, but when Bob and I go on the air, we don't prep. I know you find that hard to believe.
Wow, you pull it off with such, you know, just absolute perfection.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what that means.
That's right on. Thanks, John.
All right, Cam, have a great day.
Okay, our NHL insider, John Shannon, that was for our friends at Legacy Heating and Cooling. 149 in Edmonton. Royal Pizza is pizza, pasta, and so much more. Edmonton owned and operated for over 50 years. For a menu and a list of their 15 Edmonton and area locations, go online to royalpizza.ca, or you can download the Royal Pizza app from the App Store. Cody likes the Hawaiian with some jalapenos. And this week, I think that's in order for me. I think I'm going to do that. I'll be talking to my good friends at Royal Pizza.
Wise man.
Yeah, well, Cody, you don't steer me wrong. That much I know. You know. He knows over there. He's not that old, but there's a lot of experience and a lot of wisdom on the other side of the glass. We're going to take a break. We come back this day in Oilers history. You're listening to Oilers Now on 630 CHED. Cam Moon and Cody Jansen with you this afternoon on Oilers Now, right here on 630 CHED. Keeping our eye on that Ashley Fine Floors text line. Cody, it's been busy. I love it. What do we got here? What was the one that I saw that I'd enjoyed? Oh, they had Don Jackson, one of my favorite all-time Oilers. This is from the Don. He left it on the ice every shift. He'd like to see if we can get him on as a guest. All right, well, we will try to track down Don Jackson. I don't know where he lives, but we might be able to. We know enough people that would know.
Just a challenge for the week. Yeah, accepted.
I like the challenge for the week. Also, hey, boys, how about some love for Roxanne with Steve Martin and Daryl Hannah? Good movie filmed in Nelson, B.C. That it was. It was very picturesque. It made me think that Nelson must be this wonderful place, which, as it turns out, it is. So we like that. Absolutely. All right. This day in Oilers history brought to you by New West Travel. This October, travel on a private WestJet charter flight to Cabot Links in Nova Scotia for 5 days of golf at the number 10 golf course in the world. Details at newwesttravel.com.
Well, as we talked about earlier, it's July 25th, but we got a few birthdays from some former Oilers here. 1989, Lou Gazdick. 1987, Richard Bachman. And 1981, Yanni Rita.
That's right. 13th overall, Yanni Rita was. It was that 99 draft, I think. And the Richard Bachman, when you and I were talking about this earlier, I had totally forgot that he played with the Oilers.
Great style, though. Like, his style game, probably a 9.5 out of 10, always had sharp-looking gear.
I can appreciate that. I think that's important. If you don't look good, how are you going to feel good? And if you don't feel good, how are you going to stop the puck?
Style over performance. That was my life motto.
Because Bachman, it was just a brief time in Edmonton. What was it? 3 games in 13-14 and then 6 games in 14-15. So it wasn't like he was, it was up with the Oilers for quite a while. Played a lot of games in Oklahoma City, in the Oilers system at that time. But yeah, just those games, I was pretty busy at the time and thus probably never saw a game that he played in. So, but remember Luke Gazdick, we knew that, hey? Right, he could throw them pretty good.
Awesome storyteller as well.
Yeah, yeah. That's another guy. We could track him down maybe this week. That wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. But right now the challenge is on, and Don Jackson is the challenge. So we're gonna see if we can do that. I'll have to definitely call up people that would have ideas as far as that goes. So yes, Ashley Fine Floors text line. It has been busy. It has been outstanding. We've been talking the Flames trade on Friday with Jonathan Huberdeau and Mackenzie Weegar coming to the Calgary Flames. Matthew Tkachuk getting signed by the Flames 8 years and then traded, which isn't something that is normal in the National Hockey League, but something that happened on Friday. Dr. Randy Gregg, great to have him on and tell some stories about the Oilers in the 80s and, of course, going to the Alberta Sports Hall of Fame.
I know John also mentioned, you know, the Flames are down a center, but you also have to assume as long as he can get healthy, maybe Sean Monahan comes back and yeah, fills that role. Again, there's a lot of uncertainties there. He's only got one more year left in his deal, but from the center position, they do add right there.
Yes, yes. So that, and that's another one of those things for the Flames that is a wait and see as far as Sean Monahan and his health going into next season. So yeah, that's absolutely all part of it too. So yeah, great to have John on. And we kind of ambushed him with the Caddyshack thing. We'll find something movie related for Wednesday that we can like give him the heads up and he'll be better prepared for it.
So Don Jackson's actually coaching in Munich, Germany. So there we go. Maybe that's our ties. Again, we'll talk to some investigators and maybe be able to link up with them.
Yeah, I know the European, like the players, the leagues, those start earlier. So those guys go back to Europe usually around now or soon thereafter. So we might be able to catch him before he has to go back unless he lives there all year.
I mean, he's been coaching there since 2004 in Europe, so I'd assume he's got some sort of home in that way.
Yeah, you'd think so, but yeah, who knows? A lot of those guys come back for the summer. I don't know. Anyway, we're going to see what we can do. That is, that's something that we're going to endeavor to do. Get us Don Jackson. All right. Tonight on 6:30, Ched, Inside Sports with Reed Wilkins. He's got Pat Steinberg from Flames Radio, Jed Roberts as well to talk some CFL and Edmonton Elks. And tomorrow, you've got Cam Moon, myself, along with Cody Jansen. And we've got our guests are going to include tomorrow Mark Spector for Horse Racing Alberta, Matt Fraser, former Edmonton Oiler. He plays in Europe. I believe he's in Austria. And we got Randy Moeller, the TV color analyst for the Florida Panthers. So we'll have a solid show tomorrow afternoon. Up next, a global news, weather, traffic update with Kevin Robertson, followed by Rob Breckenridge from 2 to 3. Then 6:30 Ched Afternoons with Jalen Nye. We'll see you tomorrow.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio. 6:30 Ched.